No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
And what is your name? This shouldn't be a very hard question. No, no, you can't say that.
Yes.
Today, we will dig deeper into the meaning of struggle. I will touch the following points: the dark cloud, how it forms, and why it's there. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to One Inspiring Word, the podcast perfect for those nights where you just need to work and you just need another voice in the room. The podcast for a relaxing spa night in your bathtub
because you are exhausted and don't feel like interacting with people.
The podcast for you because you are important and your voice matters.
I'm your host, and today we are going to be reading the speech, The Struggle. Like, it's just called The Struggle. There's no formal title, but we'll talk more about that later. Like usual, we have to start with this week's one inspiring word. And this week's one inspiring word, that's something that I thought was inspiring or motivating this week. And this week's one inspiring word is gonna be family. I think family is pretty inspiring because my family is very important to me. Even people that are not biologically related to me, such as my best friend in the world, she is part of my family, and these people do wonderful things. Like, I love them so much, and I don't know, everyone deserves a family. Yeah, that's inspiring because the point of a family is that they're always there to support you, and you know, it's not perfect because nothing is perfect, but they're there to support you and give you advice and help you when things are tough, and you're there to do the same for them. And now I'd like to share a clip I got with my little sister, and we talk about how our last sleepover went. A few times every year, both of us will be in like a pretty good mood and we'll have like a little sister sleepover. She is 8 and adorable, but the last sleepover we had did not go to plan. Hello, one inspiring word. I'm here with my little sister. So.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
And what is your name? This shouldn't be a very hard question. No, you can't say that.
Yes.
That's my name.
We're doing something funny right now.
No, that's not funny.
Yes, it is.
Okay, what do you want people to call you?
Hmm.
Why does this take so long?
I don't know. How about nothing?
Nothing. With an F in the middle?
No.
Are there any stories you'd like to tell us? Or any funny quotes? Or what did you do today?
My sister, she decided to sleep over with me.
Yeah.
and I didn't know that I snored, and she's like...
Okay. Here's the full story. I was invited to sleep over, and in this room, our air conditioning didn't work, so it was very hot. And you have this fan, this 3-foot-tall fan, and it's really loud. So I turned it off, and so I was hot. Like, I was sleeping in a bed that wasn't mine, so, like, I wasn't used to it. And you were snoring the whole time. And I tried turning your head, like, and it would work for, like, 3 seconds, and then you'd be like, ha, got you, and then you start snoring again. And then I had to move out. And then I was like, I'm done. I'm never gonna fall asleep. I'm moving. Like, I didn't want to offend. I was like, Mom, I can't sleep. And she's like, okay, just go to your own room. But I was like, no, your feelings are gonna be hurt. And she's like, no, it doesn't matter anymore. Yeah, so, well, tell everyone your goodbyes. And yeah, one inspiring word. This is my little sister. Say bye. At least moo or do something. Yeah.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
This week, I'll be sharing a speech I wrote called The Struggle. Like the one inspiring word, it's pretty much what it sounds like. The Struggle speech is part of a duology, if you will. It is the first of two speeches, this one being The Struggle, the other one being The Breakthrough. And basically, this speech, I talk about struggle. This year, in my class, I had to write two speeches, one about the struggle and the breakthrough. And naturally, everyone has had both of those, because we all struggle. Keeping in mind of that fact, the one I will be sharing today is called The Struggle. The Struggle. I had an assignment the other day to find a quote about struggling. And I found this quote. Sometimes, when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried. But you've actually been planted. Christine Kane. That made me wonder, what does this dark place really mean? Is it quite literal or physical? Where should we look in these times of despair? A brilliant girl I know describes it to me as a feeling she feels when doing her math homework. She said, "It's like a dark void I'm trapped in, and I feel helpless and stuck." To me, it can be described as an overwhelming, never-ending feeling I get when I'm not satisfied, whether it's because of homework and or people. And for me, that happens a lot. One of the first times we struggle is when we are learning how to walk. Naturally, this is true because we weren't made to just get up one day as a toddler and just know how to walk and talk. Imagine how weird that would be. "All right, little Billy, I got your stroller." "No need, Mother. I'm a big kid now, and I prefer walking." According to kidshealth.org, written in May 2022, kids who are learning to walk are called toddlers, because that's exactly what they do. They toddle, keeping their legs wide apart and seeming to hesitate between each step, jerking from side to side as they move one foot forward, then the next. Sound familiar? Sometimes struggling can leave us feeling like we need to toddle from obstacle to obstacle. It seems silly, but we were all toddling at one point, struggling. Today, we will dig deeper into the meaning of struggle. I will touch the following points: the dark cloud, how it forms, and why it's there. The dark cloud. The other day, I found the song Rainbow, written by Casey Musgraves, who also sang This Is Me in The Greatest Showman. It starts, "When it rains, it pours, but you didn't even notice it ain't raining anymore. It's hard to breathe when all you know is the struggle of staying above the rising waterline." I don't know about you, but sometimes it just gets really hard. That homework takes 3 hours too long. That one habit you want to break is too overwhelming. Success just seems so far away. Are you struggling to stay above the waterline? Do you feel stuck? According to Oxford, struggling means to make forceful or violent efforts to get free of restraint, or forceful effort to get free of restraint or resist attack. Some synonyms for struggle include fight, wrestling match. I think it's important to note that this can be a physical match or a mental one. Encounter and breach of the peace. A breach of peace. This can mean when someone threatens or breaks a truce, like in the movies. In Frozen, Hans breaks the trust and love Anna had for him when he reveals he was using her to rule Arendelle.
this one evil act changed the whole course of the movie. Like a struggle changes their life. I think whenever we face a problem, it is a breach of peace. It's different. It's something we're not used to and may make us feel uncomfortable. There's a Bible story about a man named Job, the greatest man among all the evil people of the East. He was gifted with a big family, land, riches, and faith. His most important asset being his faith. And because of that, the trickster named Satan tested him and he lost his livestock, his servants, his sons and daughters, and was stricken with leprosy. Do you know what leprosy is? Your flesh literally falls off. Talk about a major struggle. It's a terrible feeling. Where do you go next? What happens when the people around you fail you? What happens when it seems like the God you depended on fails you? Yell, scream, become violent, give up, cry? You see, this man Job was in a dark place, just like one in Christine Kane's quote. And he thought he had been buried, but he had actually been planted. And to hear the breakthrough, you'll have to wait for part two. Thank you. I thought this speech was important because we all have struggle, and your struggle is just as important as everyone else's struggle. And your feelings are valid. Struggling is hard, but it's an important part of the human life. In fact, many of us have probably heard all those quotes out there, all the people that talk about struggle, or actually they use the word mistakes. And mistakes are definitely a form of struggle. And so, when we make a mistake, it's a learning opportunity. So, let's think of struggle like that. But of course, struggle wouldn't be struggle without the breakthrough. And the breakthrough speech will be next week. I would like to leave you with one final quote. The informality of family life is a blessed condition that allows all of us to become our best while looking our worst. Marge Kennedy. I chose this quote because there are bully people out there that see you fail. Because you will fail in life. And the people that will embrace that and will let you be human, because we all fail, which is what we talked about today, are the people that we should have in our life. Those are the people that are truly family. And family is a blessing. And we all deserve a family. Welcome to One Inspiring Word, where we share stories and speeches. This podcast is for you, whether you are the happiest kid in the world or the loneliest senior citizen. You matter. What you say matters. For questions, comments, or concerns, my email is in the description down below.